Exercise 3. Living in the present. Everything you think and feel reflects who you are. If you think and feel from a superficial level of awareness, that is who you are. To dive deeper into yourself and hopefully to get to that place where you are love, compassion, trust and truth, you have to follow the path of your present responses. Someone who feels unloved can still find love in its purest form, but he will have to work through the layers of resistance that blocks the feeling of pure love. He does not really live in the present. Stripped to the basics, emotions arouse only two sensations, pain and pleasure. We all want to avoid pain and pursue pleasure. Therefore, all the complicated emotional states we find ourselves in are the result of not being able to obey those basic drives. Buried hurt disguises itself as anger, anxiety, guilt, and depression. The only way to deal with these layers of pain is to find out what hurts as the pain occurs, deal with it, and move on. Living in the present means being honest enough to avoid the easy emotion, which is anger, and expose the hurt that is harder to confront. This next exercise is learning the steps of how to feel in the present. Firstly, realize that hurt is the most basic negative feeling. You cannot be in the present without feeling hurt. Secondly, be with your sensation. Resist the impulse either to deny what you feel or turn it into anger. Thirdly, say what you feel to the person who caused the hurt. And finally, resolve your emotion and move on. This exercise may seem like an exercise in suffering, but in fact, it is an exercise in freedom. Being hurt isn't desirable, but it is real. It puts you in the present, whereas conditioned responses of anger, anxiety, guilt, and depression put you out of the present. Once you are in the present, you can follow the trail of your emotions back to their source, which is not pain, but love, compassion, truth, the real you. The reason this exercise defeats aging is that it puts you back into the present, and present moment awareness never ages. The discovery of freedom in the present opens the door for the permanent experience of timelessness, in which past, present, and future are revealed as illusions compared to the true reality, which is always here and now. I've never met Belle Odom, but I'm holding her picture in front of me, printed in the morning newspaper. She's a tiny old lady, smiling and waving a lace handkerchief. Belle is in the paper because she has achieved the remarkable age of 109. Despite the fact that she is older than several states in the Union, her eyes look sharp and alert. The accompanying article says that her mind is better than that of many younger residents at the nursing home where she lives. The article rattles off some statistics about people who live to be 100 or more. 80% of all centenarians are women, 75% are widowed, 50% are in nursing homes, 16% are black, the general population is only 12% black. Belle happens to be a black woman born and raised in rugged Texas farm country. Until she turned 100, she lived alone in a cabin without running water. Now she is the star resident of a Houston nursing home. At 109, Belle has moved far beyond biological probability into a mysterious and uncertain survival. In the next few decades, barring a premature heart attack, cancer, auto accident, homicide, or suicide, you and I are likely going to make it to 85 and 90. Think of yourself at 50. The day you turn 50 is going to be your second birth. In all likelihood, a complete lifetime lies ahead of you, lasting at least 30 and more likely 40, 50, or even 60 years.